John, all the way over in Winnipeg, is on the phone. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Mark. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Doing okay out here. It's summer now, and oh boy, there's nothing better than summer in Canada. Or the
summer in Winnipeg right now. Now, I just looked it up when I saw on the screen that you were calling from Winnipeg, and I got the current temperature as light rain and 59 degrees. Is that true?
Oh, yes. But beautiful. I just went to the store, and you live in the frigid cold for so long, and then when summer does come, it's just because your reality so much changes that it's an amazing thing.
Now, you are Winnipeg. Is that about 1,000 miles north of the United States border?
Oh, no. No. We're I'm not sure, actually. Maybe 30, but it's not very far. It's pretty close, actually.
I thought it was a lot. Okay.
No, it's not too far. But what I am calling, we get all the American channels, but we also get our national news, which is CBC, and there's several other national news broadcasts. But Canadians most definitely do see quite a contrast when it comes to political affairs in the American media marketplace. And you know, recently, Bush and Blair were talking about how we're all struggling for freedom in Iraq. The problem is freedom comes through justice, and these guys don't have the properties of reason to bring us to a better conclusion. I mean, the examples are endless, but I mean, just walking into Iraq to begin with, I mean, Blix, the last report we had from Blix is that the American administration had complete unrestricted access to go wherever you please without delay. Like, they were under the chicken coops. So the whole war has no justification whatsoever. You could have just marched the troops in there without shooting anybody as deputized inspectors if you wanted to. I mean, that's what I'm getting at, is that reason is absent in just about every decision they make. The words sound nice, but it comes to real action. If you want to bring justice to Iraq, and that's what freedom is, you're going to have to start demanding people not be tortured, not be arrested without, you know, without probable cause.
If we remember correctly, as the dubious shadow of war began to be cast upon us, Hans Blix, the weapons inspector, the chief weapons inspector on the ground, continually on a daily basis was coming out and saying, "Well, we haven't found anything yet."
Right. Well, he wasn't the best. I mean, he should have been. His arguments weren't valid in many cases. Like the one argument he continually failed on was that they had records of anthrax, for example, being destroyed, but you can't verify their destruction because they're less than dust. They're less than dust. I mean, they've been destroyed, but you know, how are you going to verify their destruction if they've already been destroyed? They had the records of where these munitions were destroyed. They had the guy who was running the show. His name was Kamel, K-A-M-E-L, and he provided the information to the American administration, indicating that all the weapons had been destroyed, but that top secretly that information had to be kept away from the American populace. And Cheney was questioned on it, I think it was on Tim Russert, and he said there was no way that they would ever release that information because it jeopardized national security.
That's what they lean on all the time.
Right.
Information will jeopardize national security. Will also jeopardize the fact that they may be, covering up on
that
information that they have that they don't want anyone
right
to know. I always questioned the fact that the weapons inspectors were there. You know, we kept on getting this hogwash that weapons inspectors were not allowed in, and they were there right up until the time that we went in there.
Right. They had to be asked to leave. And it was interesting.
Right, but they were there.
Right.
If you tell a lie over and over and over again, all of a sudden people start to believe it is truth. And if you kept on saying that weapons inspectors were not allowed in, then
one of the things that I think is really important that we're all missing is suggestion, like what suggestion or what hypnosis is. And you can convince people of things that aren't true without the facts if you just hammer it over and over and over again into their minds. There is a segment of society that will accept it for what they've been told without question. But I just wanted to lastly say that this Kamel guy, that information did get disclosed, and we did find out what was contained in those documents that Cheney said would risk national security. It was that they were notified that there were no weapons of mass destruction present. Like, that's the thing. Like, it's evidence like that. If you're fighting for a just cause, you'd say, well, then they've purposefully misled us to sacrifice our kids for a needless conflict that's only brought them billions and billions and billions of dollars in profit. Well, Canadians are Americans most prominent. Americans, but Canadians are starting to get taxed at this too, to death. Like, we're getting taxed all over the place for these wars that, you know, just don't have rational justifications for starting, and now we're stuck in them. Well, if we're going to get ourselves out, we got to start fighting for just political bodies. And if you've got a body that's not going to stand up against those we know are responsible for either running death squads or torturing innocent people to death. Like in some of these cases, we know who the officers involved are. And it's really good to see in the news these last couple of days they're talking about the Hadithia incident, and then these individuals should be arrested for murder. And once that gets started, then you can start cleaning up the mess that you're in there. But, I mean, even with the very last point I'd like to make is regarding this justice thing, is if you look at the FBI's official conclusion on who funded the terrorist operation, it was a guy that they discovered by following the wire transfer named General Mahmoud Ahmad. Now, that was reported in many places, CNN included. This guy has gone unarrested because primarily he was at the White House. I swear to God, all the evidence is out there. He was at the White House 2 days prior to 9/11. So the guy who the FBI claims funded the terrorist operation is at the White House with Bush at the same time, I swear to God, this is true, documented by MSNBC, working on their invasion of Afghanistan strategy.
So he was Saudi, though, was he?
No, he was. He's from Pakistan. He was the director of the ISI, put in there by the CIA once it was disclosed by CNN that he was.
This is one of the things that a lot of the Republicans are just terrified about. Is if Democrats take control of either or both of the houses, that investigations are going to open up. I hope that, first of all, I hope that they do get control of at least one. That's number one. Number two, I hope that investigations do not come within 24 hours. I think that that would be a sign of, you know, just retaliation at the utmost. Give it a little time and then go after some of these truths. And the people have to know that there were steps taken leading up to and going into the war that were just absolutely untrue or stretched out. The administration always gives us the administration always gives us the same song and dance that we were not the only ones that were being told about this, that the entire world was being told about. Here's the one thing they always leave out. There's always a sentence that they leave out, and that is this. On the other hand, we also had information that they didn't have it.
Right. Well, that was the National Intelligence.
To follow information A as opposed to what was behind information B. And that was the deal.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot, John.
All right, Mark.
Enjoy your 59 degrees.
Okay. All right.
Okay. All right. I've never been in Winnipeg, but I heard it's beautiful. Go to Winnipeg, Canada. Say hello to John. John, welcome to St. Louis.
Hey, thanks a lot.
What's on your mind today?
Well, you know, I'm going to try to work the reason I called into just the comments that you were making from Buchanan. You know, it seems that the answers are fairly easy. God is thought to be just, and justice requires reason. And for whatever reason, it just seems to be absent in your political dialogues. You know, where to begin? You know, in Iraq. The one in Canada, of course, we get all your channels, plus we get our own channels, so we get quite a contrast. But the one aspect of reason that was missing on your entering into Iraq was that you had complete access prior to starting the war. I mean, you could have just walked all the soldiers in without guns as inspectors and looked everywhere, because there wasn't a place you could go without delay. And that was according to Blix on March the 17th. So it's just a function of reason. The Palestinian-Israeli question, try this. Treat people fairly. I mean, do not allow a political body to take advantage of another innocent person and steal their home. It doesn't mean you're anti-Semitic. You're just standing up for an innocent person. So, like, that's part of the problem. You say people argue in the United States about what the tit for tat, tit for tat. No, just stand up for the person being victimized. If there's an innocent person you know being bombed, just stand up in their defense. Don't say, well, they're just kind of getting back because they have this collective punishment reason, which is victimizing the innocent, which it wouldn't be practiced as a true Jewish follower. Yeah, I mean, the Jewish tenets are very simple to understand. You know, don't do to somebody else what you wouldn't want to be done to yourself. You wouldn't want to be victimized or have your home stolen or being put into a concentration camp surrounded by a big, big wall without access to clean water or food or medical supplies and so on. And to speak out in defense of those people doesn't mean you're being anti-Semitic. And one other comment I'd like to throw in there is Buchanan was talking about historians looking over, puzzling over this sometime in the past, and I am stating also
in the future.
In the future, looking back at the past, and also that Bush perhaps can't make the right decisions due to the fact of the political realities of the day. And I think that's wrong. I think your political realities don't conform to the true state of affairs that people are suffering with. And you look at Ariel Sharon, and a lot of this stuff you have to find out the information for yourself to confirm it is so. But Ariel Sharon, there were two guys that were caught with dynamite in the Mexican parliament that were arrested by the Mexican government. You can get the police report on their justice webpage. Ariel Sharon sent his personal envoy to help to get them to escape, and they were planning to kill a bunch of people in Mexico. And who knows what they would have blamed the terrorist act on. But Ariel Sharon was personally implicated in that attempted terrorist event. Now, that's a reality. Because it doesn't fit into your dichotomies of who's anti-Semitic and who isn't, the corporations, solely for that reason, wouldn't let you know the reality. Wouldn't let you know, because if they reported on that, then all of a sudden if you criticize them, you're being anti-Semitic. No, but he's a terrorist, or he's implicated in a terrorist defense. And I mean, like, you have instances over and over and over again in weapons of mass destruction. We had the guy who was responsible for the programs themselves in Iraq come to America, give the paperwork, and say all the weapons are destroyed. You can come in there. There's no problem. They made that top secret. Nobody was supposed to see it. And only later we found out that they knew that all along. Like that story, Kamel, is K-A-M-E-L. I mean, that should have been, it should still be on front page news. It should still be on CNN, because that's the reality. That's documented evidence. And even Cheney was questioned on Russert about it before the evidence was disclosed. But Cheney knew about this individual and said that the American public will never be able to get this information. It's going to remain top secret because it jeopardizes national security. But in reality, it's not national security. It's Cheney's security. It's Bush. It's who's ever responsible for this criminal escapade to sacrifice real American lives. Like, that's another thing I think is missing from many discussions in America, too, is your sons and daughters are dying in this conflict. And, you know, if you want to bring democracy to that region, you want to stand up for the Iraqi people's interests by demanding a return of things like stolen assets, things like... no torture.
A little far afield here, but you know what? You brought some good points to bear, and I'm sure people will comment on them. John, thanks for
calling. Hey, everybody. How you doing? Man, weren't those calls great? You know, it's simple, this saving the world thing. All I'm hoping is, you know, you'll hear my words and go, well, it's not so complicated, is it? And this guy's playing the Son of Man. That's pretty freaky. And he talks about physics and electromagnetic energy and timeless states that are provable scientific facts that we understand. Like, there's a lot of things that we've understood through our scientific communities, but you just don't know about them because they're not on the news. And they're barely never in the newspaper. In fact, just forget it. You know, I mean, and that's what I brought up in my last broadcast is, you know, hopefully people won't become frightened of what they don't understand, but, you know, our greatest minds are not at the newspapers. You know, they don't look for intelligent discourse. You know, they don't want to have political discussions on anything really important, particularly if it has anything to do with their finances, you know. And it's common sense. It's not like all these, well, in some cases, the actions of individuals can be quite treasonous, but the corporations as of themselves... You know, we will readily admit they're there to make a profit, you know, and there's nothing wrong with honorably making some money in this world, right? But when they take positions to deny justice from our community by just ignoring our screams for mercy, you know, if you think about it, eventually there does come a time, if there is a God, that there's a creator process thing guy. You know, he comes down and says, you know, this whole thing is all part of life and death, and we have an ability as human beings to become of God, and it's a really amazing thing. You know, I have no rights. I'm not trying to steal your rights, or you're trying to steal my rights. We're hopefully going to become smart enough to realize we want to aim for sustainability. Now, those aims are only understood through indivisible properties of reason, like to understand
what benefits ourselves, plural, right, to benefit ourselves are things that we can measure to be so. And now we can use mathematics, we can use science, and we can also use reason. And that's where we get the Magna Carta and the Constitution. People who write these things will often, in the preambles, tell you, they'll say, look, this is not, we didn't invent these things, they're functions of thought, you know, and people say it in different ways, right? But the basic tenet, like the first one is, you know, or with the Magna Carta anyway, which is a good example to use, you know, a free man shall not be imprisoned. Like, that's like right there near the top. Like, you know, and a lot of people just go, well, you know, so what? Big deal, you know, don't be stupid. No, but that's the thing, is it's not a stupid idea. Like, that's part of the struggle, is that it's so simple, there's only a couple words there. It's just, you know, just like any other words that come out of Bush's mouth, it doesn't mean anything. You know, but it actually does when you realize all people would form that political conclusion and would want that and would will that. You know? And then when we look at Hammurabi, the birth of civilization was premised on one principal idea, the number one law, and this is what created all of civilization. One law. What was it? See, you don't know. The newspapers don't want to ever tell you this one. But this is one of the most powerful laws in the universe. And it extends beyond this civil... Like, it can exist in other worlds. Like, it can be on another planet even, okay? But if you're going to form any kind of civilized society, this is the first step. And here it is. You know? A person who makes an allegation without any evidence is a bad guy. You know, when Bush did that thing, saying that... Bin Laden did 9/11 while closing criminal investigations, remember? That's what he did. And using no evidence at all to substantiate his allegation. That's the first law. And Hammurabi's, like, the translation is a person making a capital allegation against another individual who uses no evidence, execute, kill that fucker right there, man. Kill it. And that's how civilization was created. People said, oh yeah, I get what you mean. And all people. Like, no matter what language you speak, you know, what kind of alien race you are, you go, yeah, that's right. Because that individual is infringing on the free rights of all things. You know, every living thing Bush infringed upon ourselves when he committed that most serious of offenses. Now, you know, I represent a timeless state, and that's where we get confused. I tell you, he's the demon antichrist. He is evil personified. For the actions that he's taken. He's not pursuing the crime scene leads at 9/11. He closed those investigations, one of the first things he did, and then told you who committed the crime without any evidence whatsoever. And he confesses that. I'm not making some conspiracy allegation. No, that was the public's reality. That was your images. That was America's fall from grace. That was America's going to hell in a handbasket. You know, it's real, man. I'm telling you, this is a real thing. So you get, unfortunately, people get lost in the confusion. You can't figure that part out, and I'm here to tell you, it's a timeless thing. You know, you want, what's the cause and effect? I want to, like, you know, the greatly honorable Alex Jones, I sense that he's there being responsible, going, you know, where does all this stuff lead? It's got to go somewhere to something, you know, and those kind of, deliberations, we should all realize together, can go on forever and ever. It's just like the JFK thing. We can go to specific incidents and say, okay, well, you know, there's explosives in Building 7, so we pursue that. Silverstein has to be arrested. He has to be questioned. We have to find out how the explosives got into the building. You know? So it's taking action, and one thing leads to another. So when we arrest Silverstein, if he's not going to talk, he says, pleading the fifth or whatever, you know, you put him up on treason, prosecuting the 9/11 terrorists, and he would be one of them if he refused to speak on that issue. You know, we have the videotape, we have the greatest physicists of the planet all looking at it and going, well, look, there were explosives in the building, it fell at a free fall rate, I think it's even indicated through the tape that it's even faster than free fall. But, okay, let's just say that's true. Well, okay, that's part of the scene, you know, but don't let it get you lost on the prime directive. The prime directive is getting Silverstein. Okay, and then we work it out. We try to do the best we can with the information we got, and things will lead to other things. Like, I look at all the cop shows, like the reality cop shows. You know, they track one guy down, and then look at that, they get this, and they, things build up. You have to start investigations. Bush closed criminal investigations immediately. They're threatening FBI officers, man. They murdered, you know, an FBI officer we know of for sure, man. That's, you murder a police officer, and I'll tell you, you know, my friends, this is what I say about my interactions with the cops here in Winnipeg, you know. You know, some guys, you know, there may be a couple guys that don't really like me or whatever, but, you know, as soon as they find out about cop killer Bush fucking trying to get away from the crime scene, you know, they might not like me, they might think I'm a little crazy, but, man, they don't want to let him go either. There's something seriously wrong with his behavior in respect to our lives, and thank God there is a savior, because I don't know where we'd be without myself. You know, we'd be swimming somewhere, but without a king. Like, the idea of king and of savior is a property of indivisible reason, that you, as a queen, can rule also. It's just a level of understanding. Now, I know myself as creator to be the only one around right now who actually understands these things. And you're going, well, you must be a crazy God, because I can't figure out anything you're saying. And I'll speak to you and say, listen, it isn't that complicated. These attributes of wonder are functions of your own mind. If you just believe in yourself to become something even greater, and that's what the human endeavor is all about, really. You know, it's about making something better of ourselves with the limited supplies that we have. Now, so I've been doing this for a long time. A lot of people know where I'm coming from because they've been reading my stuff for a long time and getting a bit of a fan base. But nobody wants to give me any money, though. Like, okay, let's figure out this money thing. I was watching Peter Popoff asking people for cash for miracles because he's got a special connection to God. I'll tell you what, first thing, all the people that ever decide to give me money, I'll certainly appreciate it. I'm going to spend it on myself to make myself a happy man. And in so doing, I'll be able to save a whole bunch of other people's lives all over the world, because these things are easy to resolve. But, you know, just people don't have the initiative, and I do. I have the intelligence. I can get this stuff done. I'm also going to drink lots of beer and eat lots of pizza and do lots of partying. So what do you get for your money? You get nothing, man. You're only going to do it because you think you can help me out, and maybe I wouldn't be so bad. And what's $5? Ah, what the hell? You get no special favors from God, okay? You get no special, well, I mean, I'll thank you. If I can help you out, too, I most definitely even give it back to you. Like, right now, I'm in a dire situation, and I seriously need some money. If you want to borrow me some cash at a modest interest rate, okay, I'll give in that far. As I was saying, anyway, my position is deteriorating. Now, you know, how can things be all that bad? Well, it's not good, I'll tell you. You know, I need constitutional lawyers. I need cash. The legal aid system is not providing me assistance in respect to my requests. I made a formal request to the judge, and we have this under Canadian constitutional law, that an accused can make a request to the judge to provide judicial assistance. Like, I'm fighting for justice. The Crown is fighting to put me away because I document who truly did 9/11, the demon antichrist, your Mr. Bush Jr. And so that's the Crown's position, right? Now, they're hoping, we know Bushites exist. It's not a myth. There are people that go, yeah, I don't care what the truth is, because they want to victimize innocent people. They have no true virtues. You know, we're stronger, we're wiser, we're faster. And in an open marketplace of ideas and love, they'd lose out because they have total contempt for themselves. But those people exist, you know? We got the, right across North America, we're running these casinos. Every casino I've looked at is another criminal operation. You know, if only the mob was running these things, we'd be getting at least a fair cut of the deal. You know, the casinos are taking like 80% of the cash. And they're playing all these con games, like stupid con games. And most people would understand how the cons are going down, but the newspapers, they're not going to air those concerns for you. Like, we had a guy, one of the executives there at the Manitoba Lottery Corporation. It's a $300,000 expense account. You know, he's getting more money than the Prime Minister of Canada, and he's supposed to be working for our province. You know, the employees of the Manitoba Lotteries, everybody gets a free brand new car when you join up. And they say, you know, if you ever quit this job, we're going to watch you for 50 years. And as an employee of the Manitoba Lotteries, there's no union protection, so if you say anything about a concern for Winnipeg citizenry, they just automatically fire you. If you say anything political, because everybody who works there knows what's going on, it's bad economics. It doesn't serve our community well. But again, it's level, people, a large segment, unfortunately, of our society isn't intelligent enough to understand why it's a regressive system, why it eats away at our society. Not only morally, like I got, it's, people will argue morally. I shouldn't have said not only morally. It's not, you know, it isn't so much the gambling. It's more so that they're stealing all this cash, and it breeds corruption just in its normal state because there's so few protections in place. Like, you know, like it's all, like it's corporate, all the information is corporately protected by patent law. And it's a, you know, it's run by our province. The provincial government should have every right to know exactly what's transpiring under our watch. But they said, no, no, no. The premier wants to speak out for the interests of Manitobans, but the newspapers won't defend his position, so won't defend our positions. They don't have to even be the premier's. But we all recognize, as soon as you discover how these criminal operations are handled, you know, the whole system is being protected by the interests that are profitizing off our suffering. And it's real suffering. You know, it's millions of, like, the poorest street in Winnipeg. And then you've got your own area in your town, I'm sure, or city, where that's where the poor people live largely. Well, in our city, it's just covered with VLT machines, and they suck out every last drop of blood they can. You know, $100 million comes off the street, and they say, well, those welfare mothers, they deserve that. It was their free choice to do that. Yeah, but all the businesses lose out. That's $100 million out of the community. That's already the poorest of us all. And how are you going to get it back in there? You know, they want us, and it wouldn't be so bad if they weren't taking almost all the cash. Like, my answer to the solution is 100% payouts of every dollar wagered. So, you can still go to your casinos, you can still play your VLTs, but the government will not generate revenue through this enterprise. Nobody will. Outside of maybe the operators with a minimal, you know, very minimal profit margin. It's not $15,000 a chair. That's fucking crazy. They're not doing nothing for nobody but giving an addict a seat. You know, 10 machines, you're clearing $150,000 on average. It's fucking wrong, man. So, you know, we've got to fix this situation up, man. You know, so how are we going to get it? Well, tax the banks. Because it's such a regressive system, and the banks are regressively taking our cash also, when they create interest payments on your loan, where's all that money coming from? They have to take money from other things. It's a complicated understanding. I know most people can't comprehend that much. But if you study it and you think about it, you'll realize, oh, that's true, John. Yeah, that's right. The great thing about trying to understand how banks work and in our society, if you just reduce everything, like even insurance agencies, too, and all kinds of complicated political constructs can be more easily understood if you sort of reduce everything. It's like bringing things to common denominators. Okay, there's only a couple people living on the block or in the world, and, you know, the bank's lending out $1,000, now they want $1,500 back, but there's only $1,000 in the whole world. Well, they're going to take our house, I guess. We're going to have to work for them, and the interest is going to accrue, so we better get back to work. Got no rights, no money, our lives are in jeopardy. And that's what banking is. Private banking is just a stupid thing. It just is. And you're going, yeah, but if we admit that, that means we've been fucking up since almost the beginning of time, or the last moment in history has recorded anyway, that a guy came down and started talking about these same things. Now, I'm talking about Confucius, okay? Confucius predates Christ. Never mind Confucius. There is we have a quite established history recorded. You know, people are not familiar with this. We're just Old Testament, New Testament, but, you know, religion goes back quite a ways. You know, like lots of ways, man. You know, and similar themes go through all our streams, and it all comes back as Confucius said: "Do unto others as you would have them do unto you." You know, and Christ said that. Hillel said that. Buddha said that. Everybody says that, because that's all it is. But Bush, he wants to accuse people of criminal offenses without any evidence and indiscriminately slaughter everybody in countries for fucking no good reason but to be our enemy, an enemy of all people. You know, these commanders, we have to tell soldiers, you know, no more bombing in Afghanistan. The commander that starts bombing in Afghanistan, kill. We just had the murder. You know, they say there were 60 Taliban. No, there weren't 60 Taliban. Are they fighting to repress people? There's no government in Afghanistan outside of Kabul, right? And some outlining districts, of which is the plan there. They don't want to do anything else. That's Bush's top secret. Well, not even top secret. It was in Bob Woodward's book. That's how they're going to put the pipeline through. That's why they killed all the police officers. Remember they went around killing police officers and then kidnapping school teachers? No? These are fucking enemies of us all. 10th Mountain Division. They're killing children. You know, Haditha, very good. Let's continue on that path of freedom. You know, these guys need to be arrested, tried, and executed publicly. And you've got to do it publicly. Big fucking spotlight, man. Say, anybody who shoots, they shot, you know, the thing about, I watched on the news in America, they don't want to tell the American people that these soldiers were shooting children, you know, in the head, women and children in the head for fun. And I've seen videotapes of some of the most horrific crimes imaginable. And other people have seen them too. These are demon enemies of us all. They wear an American uniform. If Jeffrey Dahmer wore an American uniform, would we not hunt it down and kill it just the same? You know, they're killing, murdering innocent people in Iraq, and the individuals are not being held responsible. Because Bush is the demon antichrist. Did you hear what he said in front of Blair at the news conference? You know, he says the Abu Ghraib was an unfortunate incident, but they cleared it all up, thankfully for that. What the fuck is he doing? There you go. That's the demon antichrist for you. Nobody believes that. What about fucking, you know, the names go on and on and on. Right? Willy Brandt. Get him. Fucking execute him. You know, his commander, Christopher Baring. Hunt that Nazi down and kill it. Do it publicly. Fucking pull him up. Say, look, this fucking little demon enemy of Christ and America is going to fucking die. Why? Because he holds no remorse or regret for torturing innocent people to death that he kidnapped off the street and confesses freely. That's the world he represents. As a disciple of the real Antichrist, because Rumsfeld has insisted, or the Bush administration anyways, have insisted that this guy continue on. He doesn't even go to jail. And these are the crimes that he confesses to committing freely in my world, which I cannot stand for. I cannot, you know, I'll think about it from your perspective. You know, if I die through that battle, so be it. I'm not living in that world. Fuck you. I'll give every last ounce of sweat I have to ensure that Nazi fucker dies. You know? Torturing people to death for fun is not acceptable, especially when you're wearing an American uniform. I love America. I don't know what you people are, though. I don't know what a group of people are that don't call George Norrie. He tells you every fuck... You know, this is going to be, unfortunately, an element of what brings division between me and other people in America. You know, so many people love George Norrie, but I see him for something else. He knows what I've been saying for 5 years. He knows these things. He's not stupid. You, perhaps, haven't heard these facts. But George Norrie will go on and on about bin Laden, about how he's all ready to kill people in Iran, how he's all ready to kill people in Iraq. He's all ready to kill people in Afghanistan. He holds no position to defend our interests. In fact, in any of his broadcasts, but he'll always play that us and them thing. Yeah, they're coming out to get us. Yeah, the Patriot Act and that. Fuck, you kill your kids, man. And he knows that General Mahmoud Ahmad funded 9/11, yet refuses to stand up in defense of the American flag, the American veteran. You know, the Marine that's dying, who could be, you know, the South African death squad goon. Like, that's the thing. Like, how can you stand silent with these crimes being committed in your name? Believe in America. Believe in the Constitution. and believe that we have a lot of work to do because, you know, we do. It's a serious, serious time in history. I mean, things are never been as bad as they are. We now know that congressmen, after bills are passed in Congress, slip in items of interest for themselves privately. Okay? Now, we had Howard Dean tell us they took $16 billion. Okay? Now, he's a sitting official for the American populace. Somebody voted for that guy. And that's what he's telling you. Nobody in the CNN doesn't want to tell you. CNBC doesn't want to tell you. Fox News doesn't want to tell you. But these congressmen, they're criminals, man. They're all sitting around going, yeah, we won't tell on each other. You know, we won't, we'll let it go, we'll let it go. Well, if it's not okayed by Congress, see, if it was okayed by Congress, then they'd have to openly steal the cash right out of your pocket. And then you'd be able to say, I'm holding you accountable. You're not ripping us off any further, especially with our kids out dying in this needless conflict. You know, and you don't know anything about immigration. I mean, that's a very difficult subject to deal with. But we can. We have to look at the position of people that live in Mexico. The Rockefeller family attacked their economy, destroyed their peso. So there's got to be a criminal investigation done there. That's why their economy is so bad right now. They were criminally assaulted, and we have the evidence. It's freely available. You know, but that requires understanding. You've got to spend time reading, and we can look into that. But that's part of the issue. That's part of the question. And remember, there's many more immigrants in other countries. There's all kinds of immigrants all around the world who wouldn't mind coming to America because they believe in a vision they've seen in a dream. You know, they've seen some great movies, and they saw in America translated into another language, and they see a place where freedom is truly cherished by protecting the rights of another as if they were your brother, you know? And it's a beautiful thing, but it's also a terrible thing, because I give us all an opportunity to love yourself by helping me out some. I know it sounds crazy that the Son of Man come down here and ask for cash, but, you know, money is, it's a different kind of thing. It's not, I don't want to create money out of nothing. I don't want to go against this beautiful world. I don't want to take money that somebody hasn't either offered me in payment for work or just given to me as a gift. Like, you can give me, you get nothing from God. I'm giving you no special magic. You don't get to talk to your dead relatives. There's nothing going to be gained outside of knowing that you helped me out some, and perhaps I'll use that money to help another somehow, some way. I don't need a lot of money. You know, I don't need billions of dollars. I just need money to buy some beer, have some pizza, go to a party or two. I want to do a bit of traveling. But for the most part, I need money to build my media empire. And it's going to be a talk radio program. We're going to have free open lines where people can get into arguments with me. That's cool. You know, I'm going to probably give some demonstrations of my abilities, I guess. You know, I'm going to see some pretty serious action. Yeah, could be fun, but, you know, there are death matches. I want to get some death matches going. You know, Bushite, anybody who fights for Bush is my enemy. You know, anybody who supports raping women or children, anybody who just supports Guantanamo, I'll take into the octagon. Eh, fuck whatever. I'll kill you all if I have to. You know, Guantanamo, they've got no evidence against these people. They're free to go. They're innocent individuals. They've committed no criminal offense. You have no allegations against them. They will be released as innocent people. Now, those who disagree with that, I got no problem killing. You know, this is a simple equation. You know, and the Taliban, Al-Qaeda's got nothing to do with 9/11. I don't care how many fucking times you heard about it, but even if it was so, these guys are still free to go. You've got no allegations against them. These are enemies of freedom, period. No, fucking but, no, like fuck McCain. He's so, what do you call him? Is it demonic? You know, he says, I'm going to pass an anti-torture amendment. It goes talk show circuit, oh yeah, torturing is wrong. And then he gets it passed, well, it's okay to torture people, though, so, you know, still, it's, you know, we still want to ensure that it's now illegal to torture people. For him to do that, like, come on, like, that's, I don't know what world he lives in, but, you know, we'll learn together, you know, Like, what's going on? Like, how can McCain believe in any world he could possibly get away with that forever? Like, he just can't. But that's what he did. You know? And he's like that in a whole bunch of other respects. So that's what makes it kind of disturbing. So I'm not going to attack him so much. I think that's enough right there. You know, he says he's passing an anti-terror torture amendment, and that's exactly what he puts in there, but we'll put a little amendment, or usually what he does is somebody else does it to him, and then he pretends like he's not responsible. But of course he is, because he never spoke out against it. You know, he still does the talk show. He was on he still does those same, he still pulls the same lines, knowing that what he passed was actually pro-torture, not anti. But yet he'll still sell it as if it was. But that's wicked, evil shit. So I don't know how he believes he's going to get away from America with that. But if we look at Vietnam, I mean, what was Vietnam? You know, Ho Chi Minh wrote the letter, you know, just like we got from Iran and Iraq. Saddam wrote a letter to America. I mean, Ho Chi Minh always says this, you know, I'm fighting for the same thing America's fighting for. We just want to be responsible to our own selves and form our own government. Why should we be a colony of France? Why is it that France will dictate our lives here in Vietnam? We want to be independent. And that's why he went to war in Vietnam. He said, he wrote the letter. Why can't you just let us have votes? Why can't we have a public health care system? You know, who is it to dictate to us in Vietnam all the way from France? And then what did America do? You go and indiscriminately kill everybody there. Practically millions of people were murdered. Fuck, we have the video footage of that. It's just wicked evil. You know, but there's no pride in the Vietnam War. There's nothing to be proud of. What did you do? You fought against the people who wanted to be free. You know? And then they go, and all their demonic excuses, just the, and warfare is always like this from the American perspective. They go, yeah, well, we were able to hire these mercenary forces, and they said they were whatever. Like, they always, you know, you're always going to find somebody to pick up a gun and kill another if you give them some cash. Yeah, so? Or well, we went into the city after killing half of the population. They cheered us and threw flowers at our feet. So it's okay then, you know? And then if you look at all the film footage of the Nazis conquering the world, it's the same thing everywhere. Everybody's throwing flowers. You know? But the Bushite enemy grunt, they're enemies of us all because they know what's going on. Well, even if they don't know what's going on there. You see these videos of them indiscriminately murdering people, and you learn to hate them pretty easily. You know, anybody who's got pride for killing all these people in Iraq, stealing all the assets of the country, tens of billions of dollars in oil alone, they're still stealing the oil. We need to hunt each individual responsible for stealing all the money. All the Iraq Development Fund, all that money's got to be returned. It's all stolen assets. Soldiers who disagree with that are our enemies. Okay, because they know, the reason they disagree with that, because they know, well, they're too stupid. They don't have any strength. So they think strength is by bullet. And it's not, if you're, you know, if you really believe in a better future. So I hate Bushite. I've always hated Bushite. And I always will hate Bushite, you know. You can change your evil ways. You know, you can learn to what's going on around us in this incredible struggle, but they don't, you know, they don't want to know about the WMD, shut up, you know, who cares about innocent people being tortured to death, shut up. You see them bombing people in the streets, murdering hundreds of people, and the guys, like, cheering, and they're just women, children, the elderly, he's just slaughtering people indiscriminately, and he's cheering. You telling me you wouldn't take pleasure in killing a Nazi fuck like that, hunting it down, fucking tracking it down and killing it? Fucking right you would. I know you would. Most honorable soldiers would agree with me wholeheartedly, and that's what we're going to do. We're going to go through every single commander's decision to bomb these places. You know, they bombed, they indiscriminately killed the people in Fallujah. They just slaughtered everybody. Women, children, infants, fucking 200,000 people. Sattler must die for that. He cannot be allowed to escape. And when you look into it, you find out there was no reason to bomb it to begin with. You know, just typical Bushitism. Murder all these innocent people, and since then, thousands of soldiers have fallen dead in that city. No doubt. You can, how are you ever going to get peace when the people who do live there know that you're demonic, child-killing women-haters who have total contempt for God and love? And that's what these soldiers are. Why wouldn't you kill Sattler? You know, we have to hunt down Sattler and kill it. We also have to hunt down those who are running the predatory drone things. Their actions are always just like they're playing video games, shooting people. We don't have to kill everybody who's running that program, but we have to, all that video's got to be made public, and we got to discover each individual who's working in that department. We'll go through the evidence, find out who's responsible for doing these arcade-style killings, and have them executed, man. You're the guys who killed the people in Yemen. That guy will be executed. That's called first-degree murder. There's no evidence indicating that Al-Qaeda played a part in cold bombing. You give us your evidence. There was none. They just murdered a bunch of innocent people. Barbara Bodine is the closest suspect, and it's pretty, she's got to be it. Hammurabi would have her executed. But I'm saying she's it. She not only was responsible for sending Nicole in there against the Admiral's interests and wishes and declared public statements, which ended up in one resignation and a bunch of other angry words. Not only was she responsible for sending it in there, but she was also responsible for closing criminal investigations. Right? The John O'Neill said, no, you're not going to stop us from seeking out justice in respect for the American flag. Worship this world over in a dream sequence that's falling to pieces now that evil personified George W. Bush there wants to go to war against Iran, and they're not enriching weapons-grade uranium. Magic TV never tells you that. Why? Because his arguments aren't valid. It doesn't make sense. They can't build a nuclear weapon with what they're doing. You need a special centrifuge, and they don't have that technology. They have nuclear power plants, though, that were given to them by America. They're part of all kinds of treaties. They've never indicated they're going to nuke anybody. Why would they? Makes no sense. And who's advocating wiping Israel off the map? You know, they keep on saying, I've heard it. You do a Google search, you'll see it thousands of times in American broadcasts. And he said something once in a Zionist conference, talking about how Zionism is anti-Jew. Being a Zionist is an enemy of all Jewish people and thought and religion. It just is. But that's part of the struggle. And then, another thing I heard on Fox, they said, Iran says the Holocaust never happened. Well, that's not what he said. See, what they do is truly demonic. And they'll probably repeat that over and over again. That's not what he said. He says, why is it that the Arab people have to pay for the suffering of the Jewish people when the atrocities of World War II were primarily committed by American corporations? You know? Why is it that the Arab people have to suffer? But people don't know. They gotta shut up. He says it didn't happen. What didn't happen? The 26 million Russians died in that conflict? Are you going to disrespect their lives by saying that that's insignificant? You know, the whole problem with the Jewish thing is it's a religion. You know, being Russian is a nationality. There's lots of Jews that live everywhere around the world. Everybody's Jewish to some extent, if you really, really think about it. But the closest ancestry that we have to the Jewish struggle of the Bible are those that live in Ethiopia. And guess what? They're black. They're black people. So, well, that's, you know, what are you talking about? So you look at to see who are the people there that would willingly steal an innocent person's home, sending them off to live in a concentration camp. Who are those people? Well, you know, they have to search the globe over to try to find somebody willing to call themselves a Jew and do just that kind of deviant behavior. It was last year sometime. You had people that had stolen land from others, okay? And then the Bush administration said, well, let's pay them. I know the number is over 200,000, but it's somewhere near $250,000 each for them to stop sitting on that land that's not theirs to own. So what did they do? Well, the fucker take the cash, man. Thank you very much. $250,000 for being a thief. Well, don't be anti-Semitic. They're not Jews. They never... See, CBC, they have done it occasionally, but they kind of screw up that way sometimes. But CNN, there ain't no American station anywhere that'll ever show you who those people are. Because when you actually talk to them, they're like wicked, vicious, racists. and bigotry. You call it bigotry, or you can call it racism too. But it's a function of the same ignorance and hatred for the human condition. But they're just vicious, evil people. Like, yeah, Palestinians don't deserve to live in a house. They should be shot at because they're evil terrorists. They're the Nazis. That's what fuck. That's what I've seen that. We've shown that in Canada. The Nazi allegations from these guys who are sitting in a, perhaps in a stolen house, and they've stolen your Christmas tree and all your children's toys, and maybe they shot a couple of your family members for whatever, you know, and they say you're a Nazi, you know, because you're a stoop of Palestinian, you know, and then who are the Palestinians? Well, those are the people of Israel, right? You got Bethlehem there. You know, you get the manger. You know, you had a whole bunch of Christians there, a couple of churches and stuff. This separation of Jews from Palestine, or the Palestinian populace, the people of the region, we're all a mixed people. And then Zionism comes in and says, no, the Jews get special rights, and they get to own a bunch of property here because of the way it's managed. And it's a pretty deep subject. But I mean, I can talk about it, but it takes longer to understand how that whole thing manifested itself the way it did. But it's ungodly, man. And it's not what we would cherish as fellow human beings, you know, to want to protect that form of tyranny. And it's a real tyranny. You know, Ariel Sharon wasn't Jewish. And don't ever tell me he was. Because he's not. What, you know? These people have these have a nationality, and they say, well, because they're born as a bloodline, they then therefore are not susceptible to the rules, or not the rules, to the beliefs of those who practice the Jewish faith. They feel, my dad was Jewish. I'm Jewish, so I get to steal your Palestinian house. And those are the people that Ariel Sharon would scour the earth for. Go countries to countries to countries, and you have to go up to a guy and go, look, we'll get you a free house. You get to steal all this guy's stuff. And big welfare payments. America's going to pay us a ton of cash, and then we pay them back in bribes, kickbacks, if you will. It's totally in the open. Nothing's hidden, but the Americans don't have the strength intellectually to defeat us on it. So come out here, steal this guy's house, and you'll be all so fabulously wealthy. But they, you know, people who are Jewish recognize that the actions of the Israeli Likudites are detrimental to bringing true peace and prosperity to all those concerned. So in Israel, if you say those things, they put you into prison. You're being anti-Semitic. So their prisons are filled with Jews. People who are Jewish in Israel go to prison for being Jewish. You know, if you're, like, I think it's when you're 15 or you're 16, they say, well, we want you to join the military and, you know, as they do, kill innocent people, steal their land, make them suffer. If you say, as a 15, 16-year-old child, you go, well, the Jewish religion forbids me from treating other people unfairly. And I'm not committed to committing criminal acts against an innocent other. If you say that, and many people do in their own way, in their own way, you go to jail. That's a criminal offense in Israel. You're not allowed to say that thing. You're not allowed to say that wise understanding. Because if you do that, then the Ariel Sharonites, who have billions of dollars, don't get no more money from America. Because then Americans will wise up and say, I don't want to victimize Christians either with my hard sweat and labor. It's not fair to me either. I'm not going to stand for it any longer. These Christians in Palestine deserve just as much a right to... Anyway, you get my point. I'm getting tired. Anyway, please work to get me in the media so I can ask for some assistance financially, so I can hire some constitutional lawyers, so I can get Bush in prison for the crimes that he's committed, so we can get the investigation that we have to get the FBI to do. We're going to have to get the FBI to look at what's been going on with these appropriation bills in Congress. You know, that is a serious crime. It's an act of treason. They're stealing the cash. They figure, you know, they can't hold us accountable because we're all doing it together. No, you get the single congressmen who are responsible for putting in those thefts. Now, they think they're going to hide behind all the congressmen. All the congressmen are going to stand behind the thief. Go, no, we're all kind of guilty because we never said anything. Who cares? The guy who put in the appropriations for $16 billion, which is the example Howard Dean used, will go to trial, and when he's convicted, will serve the rest of his life behind bars or executed. Capital punishment is actually wrong, but it's a function of reason, and Americans don't have it together. You know, and in some cases, if you don't do this, if you don't use the threat or actually practice executions against war criminals, they think they're going to get away from it and not be held accountable, while commanders will order soldiers to shoot people indiscriminately, denying their rights to be alive. So it's a form of intimidation also. So my ultimate paradise is to have no capital punishment, but we can't, it's not going to work right now. You know, and you can look at other examples. Like, I don't make these decisions lightly. You can look at other examples, like in Haiti. The demon Antichrist worked to overthrow a democratically elected leader. Okay? He supports Uzbekistan with your American tax dollars. One of the most psychotic regimes on the face of... True, well, no, it's probably the most psychotic regime on the face of the planet. Totally, and he's an idiot. Totally stupid, too. Like, well, surprise, surprise. Right? So you look at those realities. In Haiti, you know, in Haiti, they didn't execute the guys who were murdering people earlier. They gave them an amnesty from prosecution and said, well, let's let bygones be bygones and let's try to make something better of our nation. And Aristide had some great ideas. You know, the reason they needed to overthrow Aristide was his two principled stands. Minimum wage, he wanted to introduce a minimum wage. No more slave labor was a part of that deal. And two, he said to France, he said, well, why do we owe you all this cash? This money was you gave to baby Doc Duvalier while he was a psychotic dictator killing our people. He took the cash you gave him and then moved over to France. And baby Doc is still alive. Did you know that? Duvalier is still alive. He lives in France with all the money he stole. And who did he steal it from? He stole it from Haiti, but he borrowed it from France in Haiti's name. Now France says to Haiti, you know, hugely impoverished country, have to find it within yourselves to give up like half your day's labor to pay France the money. Right? And that was Aristide's, that's why they needed to overthrow Aristide, because what he says makes total sense. Why should they have to pay back that money? And now we got this, you know, they got prisoners there whose crime is supporting a democratic election. You know, they went after people who supported elections. They're going, look, help us, well, you know, oh, beautiful Haiti, beautiful. And it doesn't seem too bad. I mean, David Blaine was there. Was it in Haiti he was at? I think so. Let's, you know, it's not the crazy shooting in the streets, and we've seen other, I've seen other video footage of the place, so it has quite a bit of stability there under the current situation. So we could very easily reintroduce Aristide, get some public debates going there, get some radio programs. We got to take back control of our radio waves. You know, this is a big problem. These corporations own our radio waves, so we can't communicate with each other. You know, in Haiti, for example, I'm thinking, wouldn't it be great to get Aristide back in power? You let the guy who says he's the legitimate president debate him openly, tell us how it is that the people of Haiti must pay this money back to France, because that's the new government. That's the new government there. Yeah, yeah, you people have to work your wages to give money to France. You know, and they wouldn't go for that, you know. So, America lost the Vietnam War. Let's win freedom for the people of Haiti by supporting some dialogue.
George Norrie, as enemy of America, doesn't want us to talk freely. No politics are allowed in his programming schedules that involve the lives of all American citizens. No, he'll commit entire programs to Laden when it's fully documented. He's got nothing to do with 9/11, right? See, because George Norrie wants to keep you confused.
Sure, he'll have Alex Jones on, but he'll say, it's nothing, nothing. Don't get so riled up about it. He still supports the Israeli Likudites victimizing Christians. He doesn't care what the truth or the facts are to the case or the evidence trail. No, Laden played a big part in it. He'll devote a whole show. But if an American soldier should try to get on and speak to the unjustified murder rampages in Iraq, not serving the interests of true freedom and liberty, he'll cut you off, man. No politics allowed. You know, don't get so concerned. It's a happy day. Who cares about your Social Security? He's got millions and millions of dollars. He's got the best of everything, man. He's got all the cash anybody could ever dream of having. He's going to St. Louis. Or he's living in St. Louis, going back to L.A. Millions and millions of dollars. Make sure those American family members lose their sons and daughters because, hey, he's in full support of the indiscriminate slaughter of our humanity in Fallujah or just Iraq in general, Afghanistan, Iran. He has no problems. It's only your kids that get sent out to die for his neocon blood brothers, right? He plays like he's not involved in the political struggle when he tells you he will not allow Americans to know. General Mahmoud Ahmad funded Muhammad Atta. He knows that. He's even been confessed to have stated so in broadcasts that have gone by a long, long time ago, but he doesn't want anybody to say it on his show. That's the only way Alex Jones can ever get on there. You're not allowed to say specifically who's responsible for any crime regarding the 9/11 controversy. He wants it to be portrayed as unsolvable. He's not qualified. He never takes a position to defend our interests. He's always impartial at the sacrifice of American people. You know, we have this problem, this exercise of tyranny through the World Health Organization. And I'm telling you people, we have to get soldiers together, hunt these Nazi fuckers down to the ends of this earth, and try each and every one of them for crimes against humanity. The World Health Organization, yeah, that's right. Rapacheli is there. He says you can eat depleted uranium by the poundful. So we take all the World Health Organization people, and I'm telling you, you guys, you don't understand what's going on there. These are not scientists. They do not rely on science. They do not want science. They do not want debate. Right? But we get all those guys together, and we say whoever takes this stand to say it's perfectly safe to eat depleted uranium by the poundful, we'll give them depleted uranium, a pound of it. We'll have them eat it and watch them die. Because that's what they're doing to your kids. They're killing your American kids by taking a stance such as the one they have on that situation of a substance that's measured radioactive. It's a known heavy metal. You know, we know what it's, you know, that's the problem. The World Health Organization is prepared to murder hundreds of millions of people for Rumsfeld right now. And the news agencies don't want to tell you the science of how viruses travel in swarms, you know, or influenza strains are a constantly mutating virus. It's you know, we discovered we isolated the human influenza virus in 1933. You know, we've known this science for a long time, my friends. Don't let them do this. They're prepared to kill you. When you take these inoculations, they're going to kill you. You know, but you say, I don't care about the science. No, we're in control of the universe. We know viruses better than anything. Don't trouble me with what's true. You know, but scientists will tell you, you're going to kill yourselves. They want to put together the most deadly forms of influenza and shoot them into your bloodstream and say, no, it's a good thing. It'll help protect you. It doesn't work that way. It'll kill you. You're going to have the strain. But anyway, I mean, we have to get scientists on top of this so we can all understand together. These World Health Organization people will kill you for money. And that's what they've been doing with these inoculations. You know, they're giving you the flu. People will accept that, yeah, some people do get sick when they get their shot. And what do you think they're sick of? That's the flu they have. You know, think it through, think it through, think it through. You know, and then they have the flu, they sneeze, and that strain that they've introduced into your bloodstream, you then cough onto other people's survival rates. Again, these strains are mutated to be the most deadliest forms of influenza. And they're, you know, they want to make it so it'll kill you. You know, and that's what they're doing right now. They have to explain HR 512 or whatever strain they're labeling. They're saying, yeah. Like, what I would do in the case of... Well, first of all, you have to arrest them all. We have to go in there with the military and arrest them. Because they know what they're doing is criminal. Okay? Eating depleted uranium by the poundful. They know they want to kill you with that argument. And they're probably connected, as all their actions indicate. They're connected financially to the situation. But they'll say that to kill your kids. Remember, that's the World Health Organization. That's why we're going to start preliminary arrests of all active board members. And then we're going to go one by one, and we're going to bring forward the best minds we have in virology. And they're going to explain this science to you. What they're doing is a lie. Our science doesn't support their actions. Okay, but... So, we have to go in there and arrest these guys. You cannot let them give us these deadly poisons. Now, in Indonesia, we had that family fall so quickly. I want to know, what was the World Health Organization even doing there? How come they're there the day they're falling dead? I want to know that. See? I'm suspecting that they murdered that family. And then they go, yeah, well, we just happened to be on the block, and it's in the middle of nowhere. You know, what are you doing there? What were they doing in Indonesia? And I bet you, when we look into it, we'll find, oh, they were studying influenza, the avian flu strain. We had it in a vial, doing tests and stuff, and this family that was right there just all fell down dead. Well, that proves that Rumsfeld has to inoculate hundreds of millions of people. Don't let them get away with it. Please, my friends, please. You know, the nature of the Antichrist is very real. George Norrie is a very real, deadly enemy. He supports the slaughter of your family, your children that have died in Fallujah, that he supports 100% killing people, indiscriminately slaughtering them to benefit the industrial military complex. And look at the nature of what he says. Oh, yeah, those guys are after us. Those are the bad guys. But he's not going to let you know what's going on. He won't play a position of neutrality when it comes to warring. No, he supports bombing people. He supports killing the people in Fallujah. He supports going to war against Iran, Russia, China, everybody else. All he wants to do is kill people for the neocon. Right? That's his actual true political stance. That's what he states on his broadcast. So you gotta fight those guys, yeah. But he won't let you know who the real bad guys are. And if the information does get broadcasted, he'll play it like it's not a big deal. So what? Al-Qaeda, Bin Laden. It's got nothing to do with 9/11. You know, we have specialists in voice recording. They can tell, you know, there are ways of using a computer by analyzing sound waves to discover whether it is actually the same person or contains closely enough a voice that sounds very, very similar to a previous one. And CNN, they had their expert on there, Tale of the Tape, and that was the expert on sound analysis for the Laden allegations, and the guy's a total idiot. Did you guys see that? He knows nothing about, he didn't even know how to work Adobe Audition. Didn't even understand what was going on there. And then he remarked about the levels on the recording that we could see, and he was wrong. That's not correct. That's not what we're looking at. So he didn't even know just the basic tools of sound analysis. And he's your expert. Now, when we go to the real experts, you know, Swiss scientists, or anywhere, even if just using your ear, I mean, we have recordings of Laden speaking. These new ones, it doesn't sound like Laden, and the guy's a total monotone. Totally monotone. It's like Laden doesn't speak like that. He's like flourishes with all kinds of... tries to be eloquent, and many, many times he was. You know, that's not Laden speaking. The scientists say it's not Laden speaking, and all the recordings since 9/11 have only come from one guy. And I actually can arrest... I know who those guys are. I know where the trail is, I know where the thread is, and I know that thread will lead me right to the demon Nazi fuck. But you have to support me, and that action cannot be taken without the support of American military firepower. You're going to have to support me as a soldier, and we'll get that guy who's been releasing the tapes. I know it's not Laden. You as a soldier think it's Laden because you're too fucking stupid. But let's go get him either way. Okay? Because we can. I can show you the leads for this trail that'll bring us right to the culprit responsible. You know, but George Noy is never going to allow that to happen. Or he's not going to want it to happen. We should make him realize his life is on the line. Every time another American soldier dies, blame it on George Noy, because George Noy never wanted people to know about the legitimacy of the Iraq War. Never wanted to let them know. Can't have that discussion. We're going to talk about aliens.
Jeremy Glick. This guy comes in after the attack on 9/11. His father was killed in the World Trade Center. He comes in. He signs an advertisement that says America's a terrorist nation. I get him in here, and then he says the alleged attack on the World Trade Center, implying that the U.S. government had something to do with it. I was so angry and appalled. And the far left has made this guy into a hero, this Glick guy. And it was just revolting. And if I could have whacked him, I would have. I got 29 people in my area in Long Island dead. And this guy's saying the U.S. government, implying, I should say, the U.S. government has something to do with this. It was just off the chart. And I'm glad I gave him what for. I did give him what for. You might remember that. I'm glad
yeah.
I did.
Yeah, I do. That was one of the more watched interviews.
Now, that Bill O'Reilly is fucking demonic. That is an enemy of Christ. There's no... You cannot find doubt that Bush, of course, played a part in 9/11. Right? Get rid of the truth. Get rid of the documented facts. You know, Bush closed criminal investigations immediately after 9/11. Bill O'Reilly, as an enemy of all life itself, an enemy of America, you know, he doesn't want you to know that, right? It's a fucking demonic... He plays the same thing as George Noy, but his is fucking, you know, it's just naked evil, treasonous, fucking every broadcast he has. He says he's concerned about children's rights, but he takes no position to demand the execution of those who murdered children in Fallujah. Who murder children in Palestine. Who murder children in New York City. You know, they kidnap the children of HIV mothers and have them, they murder them to ensure that they don't survive. Because if they did survive, then you'd wonder, well, for a decade or now, you know, at that, whenever the truth would finally be revealed, you'd understand that it's the AZT manufacturers that are killing you. What are the side effects to AZT? Well, it's autoimmune deficiency or immune system collapses and you die from whatever ill-born illnesses can attach themselves to your body undefended. Wasn't that just exactly the way the people die of AIDS? Yeah, that's right. Yeah, and see, that's the nature of evil, is it? Yeah, but it can't be true. Those are corporations. They would never do anything ever to harm any one of us. Bill O'Reilly states they're the best because he's got no concern for people that are really dying. You know, in his universe, nobody is suffering in America, right? No children are going unfed. You know, you're giving inoculation shots to children that are for sure 100% guaranteed receiving brain damage as a consequence of a neurotoxin being introduced into your bloodstream. It's not, and that's what Bill O'Reilly is. He says, "Nah, that's true." He can't side to find disagreement, so he's never going to protect your child on that issue. No way. Forget it. Forget it, right? So, our disciples of the demon Antichrist as racists and bigots, you know, they go, yeah, those are only Arab children. You know, Madeleine Albright, she says, I've got no problem killing a million and a half children. That's okay. Right? And people say those kind of wicked, demonic statements against Christ and all of life itself. And a lot of Americans say, well, you know, that's your opinion. We can kill Arab children. That's okay. Right? But all the world sees America for what it is. They destroy their own children. They kill their own families. They sacrifice their sons or daughters to Bush. Irrationally. No commitment to the American flag. No commitment to the Constitution. No commitment to true freedom. If you're going to accept Bin Laden had a part in 9/11, right? Because there's been absolutely no evidence linking him to the terrorist offense up until last week. Okay, it's only last week that Bin Laden finally states, "Oh yeah, me and Ada, yeah, You know, all these years pass, now it's introduced, because you know, the demon Antichrist, his minions in the Manitoba court system are trying to fight to put me behind bars. They want to get jurists that are terrified of the truth and are going to take typical Bushite stance to victimize the innocent, to bomb people irrationally without question or thought or faith in the Almighty. You know, so they're working through my court proceeding. I've taken a position to show by the factual evidence that not only is there no evidence linking Laden to the terrorist offense, but he hasn't even taken responsibility, even the fake guy. And then now, geez, 2006, finally he put something through there. Now let's hear the Taliban's response, right? Because he'd been telling the Taliban up until last week that he played no part in 9/11. Now he says he did. So what's the Taliban's response? Are they going to say, oh, well, we'll join America's forces now because he had us tricked that he played no part in the terrorist offense and we were supporting the American cause of freedom and justice for all by demanding evidence be brought forward to find out who actually committed the terrorist offense, because that's the only way you can discern good or evil. That's the only way. So what's the Taliban's response? These Bushite Nazi fucks who murdered these innocent people in Afghanistan, do you think they have the minds, the warrior spirit? They bombed people indiscriminately. The thing in Canada on our CBC News, they said it was very convoluted, but essentially they were saying that the people in the community called in the airstrike, and then that didn't work. They're going, well, they wouldn't really do that, would they? Okay, no. Hillier contacted the American military and told them that he had sources in that community that called for an airstrike. And then that didn't work out either. But that was on CBC News. So you, as an American, you never heard of any of these things, right? And then the American news goes, oh, no, yeah, we were in a firefight. And they slaughtered all these women and children, unarmed people. And the whole position there is of themselves as evil incarnate. They are evil personified, disciples of the real Antichrist. The schools there, they murdered as the, again, I beg the people of Iraq, don't let them divide you. See a Bushite, you kill it. You kill it for God, you kill it for Johnny, you kill it for yourself and your own family, you kill it for America, because these are not Americans. These are Jeffrey Dahmers on steroids that indiscriminately murder good, honorable people. And even if they don't commit those direct criminal offenses, they won't kill those who are personally responsible. You know, Sattler must die. He had no... Alawi must die. Dowd must die. Alawi forbade women and children from receiving medical assistance. He said no Iraqi doctor can treat any woman or child that's been... that suffered... wounds through the Fallujah attack against God, ourselves. He needs to die for that. Alawi will be tried and executed publicly. He's sitting in the fake government there right now. So you as an Iraqi Sunni, you as an Iraqi Shiite, you as an Iraqi Catholic or Jew or Buddhist will give your whole life to killing Alawi. You demand his arrest and you demand his execution. Okay, that's what you have to do. So we've got to find out which one of these guys are responsible for the documented war crimes we have endless footages of. You know, they're shooting people indiscriminately in the street while laughing. That Nazi demon must die. The guy who kills all those people walking down the street in Fallujah. And he laughs and cheers. Goes, ah, what does he say? Ah, dude, yeah. Kill him for that. That's the struggle for freedom in Iraq. Now, anybody who says that Sattler doesn't need to be executed is our enemy. Kill it. Anybody in America, anybody in Texas, anybody anywhere who says Sattler doesn't deserve to be executed for murdering more than 200,000 people, shoot that person in the head, because they're irrational. They're not committed to freedom. They're not committed to justice. They're not committed to God or the protections of their own family. Sattler bombed that city irrationally. There was no justification whatsoever. He didn't even give any he didn't even make up a fake fucking storyline. Is how fucking demonically evil that fucking enemy is. You know? Says, Zakari's in Fallujah. Well, Zakari works for the Bush demon Antichrist. Everything he ever put out was only to divide the Iraqi people. He never, ever was recorded or had written down in his 17-page letter any disparaging remarks against the Bush administration, George Bush personally, or the American forces. None. He's never ever said anything like that. Right? That's the evil deceived. And I can explain the psychology behind why that is so. But, whatever, Sutler had no evidence that he was in the city. He said he knew that he was in the city. When he was asked, well, how do you figure? Shut up. He killed the guy. Well, we don't know whether he murdered him. More than likely he did. The negotiator who came from Fallujah to talk to Sattler, Sattler had him arrested. Right? So Sattler's executed for that offense. I mean, this is the negotiator. You don't arrest him. Why are you arresting him? Don't you want to find a solution to the conflict? Or you just want to kill American Marines, Sattler? You just want to kill American Marines. Don't find solutions because you know true patriot warriors are so much more stronger than you, Sattler. We're so much more wiser. You kill it with the love you have for God. You kill it for the love you have of America. You kill it for the love you have of children everywhere. You kill it for yourself and your commitment to making something better of this world. We go into houses and kill entire families, women, children, the elderly. They used napalm. They used white phosphorus. They killed the population of an entire city as enemies to all of life itself. I beg you, please. They refused to stand up as honorable men. Instead, cited to be Nazi enemies. Enemies of us all. Death to the Bushite. Death to anyone who supports Sattler. Anyone who supports Buford Blount. Anyone who supports Stephen Russell. Anybody who supports collective punishment. Kill them! Personally do it yourself! Anybody. This collective punishment thing. We're going to punish this city? Kill it. Stephen Russell dies for that. For bombing to Crete. He dies for it. It's called first-degree murder. You kill him for it! Do it!
Five bodies were found here while they came through yesterday. One bullet to the back of each head, summarily executed. These are innocent individuals here in Fallujah. Now, the instructions were, if you are innocent, to stay in your house, and you would not be touched. But they left, and they left their ugly, ugly handiwork behind.
The torture chambers, the executions, the slaughter that they conducted here on these people, it's revolting. It reminds you of the Nazis.
We found literally stacks of Iraqis who had been executed and then stacked up in the houses. We found where they had hacked the legs off of men that they had chained into rooms. Later on we came to find out that they were just mentally handicapped guys. We found beheaded women, eviscerated children. They were the face of evil. There's absolutely no doubt that they needed to be removed from the face of the earth.
What is the morale of the men now as you go around and talk to them and see them?
Oh, they're eating up. They believe this is a battle of good against evil, and they are hunting these guys down and killing them.
That was an American commander. See, anybody who tortures wearing an American uniform, we will hunt you down and kill you. Jeffrey Miller, American Marine warriors are going to hunt him down and kill him. He's not going to escape justice. He will die a traitor and an enemy to us all without question. Anyone who supports torturing anybody else dies. You're not making torture legal. Anyone who supports torturing people, kill. The American Marines are going to hunt you down and kill you. Now, we have soldiers in Oregon. Now, they say they were part of an operation where they were torturing to death women and children. Their commander forbade them from arresting the individuals and gave them back their women and children prisoners so they could continue on with their torturing. The commander of that Oregon detachment will die. I don't know his name. I'm having a hard time figuring out who he is. Soldiers in Oregon will help me, though. Hunt that Bushite down and kill it. Any commander who supports torturing people dies. The commanders responsible for killing children in Fallujah must die. Anybody who says it's okay to kill children because you're fighting evil, die. Kill that fucker. No matter what uniform he's wearing, kill it. Okay? So that's Sattler. Anybody who supports Sattler dies. Okay, Sattler took a position to murder innocent women and children. That was part of their command structure. It's his responsibility to not have his voice egging on further actions against American freedom. He must die. Okay, so we're going to start there. Anybody who supports Guantanamo, you kill. Anybody who supports Sattler, you kill. Anyone who says we can't return the stolen assets, all the money that was stolen from the Iraq Development Fund will be returned through the thieves that took it. They will spend time in prison or be executed themselves. Tim Spicer needs to be arrested. He needs to be taken in for questioning. Aegis videos, we got to determine who this individual is. Have him executed for desecrating Elvis Presley. I don't care what world you think you live in, I'm not going to live in a world where Elvis Presley is desecrated. I'm going to defend Elvis Presley. I hate these people who desecrate Elvis Presley. I will kill them for those crimes. They're in Aegis. We have to weed them out. Tim Spicer heads up that organization. Take him into custody. Let's get this investigation underway. There's no honor among thieves. It's not a little cute saying. It's a true thing. You offer a reward for information on who's in that car shooting those innocent people, make it to $20 million, you'll get the guy, because he's not in that car alone. Now, there's other guys in that car, they're probably all Bushite Nazi dumb fucks, mindless, parasitic savages as enemies of creation, but you offer them $20 million to go, we're going to give one of you guys $20 million, you're actually going to get the $20 million, and you can go live the high life with your 20 million bucks. First degree acts of murder. We witnessed repeatedly murdering innocent people, women, children. It made no difference to these demons on who they were murdering. You will get that guy. That guy will come forward. Or they'll shoot each other to death because there's no honor among thieves, and a Bushite we know will kill a fellow Bushite for a stolen nickel. They have no honor for fellow soldiers. Fellow soldiers die, they don't care. Eat your depleted uranium poisoning. They would have slave labor from India fixing their meals. Guys who are being tortured and made into slaves to prepare their dinner services. Do they kill Halliburton for that? Do they kill members of Halliburton? Nah. They beat these guys up that were their slaves preparing their food. That's what a Bushite is. See, that's what evil is.
So, I'm watching the memorial services in the United States of America. They're talking about how great soldiers are who have died in this conflict. There's no distinction between Bushite or regular Joe. They will not inform those soldiers that Nick Box got no problem killing innocent children. Mattis killed a whole bunch of women and children deliberately with criminal intentions. Said we were all naive to think we couldn't hunt them down and kill them for it. You know? The Sattler ordered the murder of 10-year-old children. Thousands of them. Over 200,000 people were murdered. Yeah, that doesn't fit into the storyline. This is a truly demonic time in our history. Anybody who supports George W. Bush is an enemy of all creation, all human beings. You know, these memorial services were disgusting when they would tell us about how proud they were to know that their son or daughter died while murdering helpless individuals and dropping bombs indiscriminately on the country of Iraq. 30,000 blew up all their infrastructure, stole all their money. And they have the audacity to have a memorial program to talk about how great they were to sacrifice their lives for the neocon, the Zionist, the enemies.
Enemies of us all. Death to the Bushite. Death to our enemies. Death to George W. Bush for committing the treasons of 9/11. Thank you all. Hope to see you soon. Till then, adieu.